The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during his earthly ministry, illustrates the firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 49th message in this series of 52, which I've been bringing you. And I want to talk to you online today where a question has been raised just recently. Someone asked me, is it possible for a Christian to be deceived? Can a Christian be deceived? Yes, he can. It's clear in the Bible. Paul said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, a Christian may not be deceived about the doctrines of the Bible. A Christian may go along and believe the Bible and believe the fundamentals of the faith and believe the Bible is the Word of God. And yet at the same time, he may be deceived about certain things. And Paul tells us what these things are. He may think that he can sow to the flesh and get away with it. But he cannot. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now there are Christians that sow to the flesh. And when they sow to the flesh, they reap corruption. They're deceived by the devil. They think there are certain things that they can get away with. They think because they want to do right, they can do wrong and get away with it. That's what gets us in trouble. Now, they turn away from a law of God that's definitely clear. Now, what is that law? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. In other words, God Almighty's law cannot be set aside. And some people today think they can do that. Now, you take in the great ecumenical evangelistic movements we have in some sections of the world. Good Bible-believing Christians are going right along with folks that don't believe the Bible. Oh, they believe that some of the Bible so, but they don't believe all the essential fundamentals of the Bible. All right, now, they'll go along with an evangelistic movement. And by so doing, put a man that doesn't believe the doctrines of the Bible in the same position of prominence and recognition that they give to an old-time Bible-believing preacher that holds all the doctrines of faith. Now, what happens? When they do that, they violate the clear teaching of the Word of God. Now, we are told to have no confidence in the flesh. Now, what is the flesh? Well, it's a man apart from the Bible, apart from God. It's a man who hasn't been born again. And no man has been born again that doesn't believe in the atoning blood of Christ and doesn't believe in the virgin birth and doesn't believe in the incarnation. The Bible makes it plain that the man that's right with God, that's born again, will believe the Word. That's clear teaching of the Word of God. There isn't any question the Bible teaches the virgin birth, the incarnation, the blood atonement, the bodily resurrection, all these things. There isn't any question about that. There isn't any question that the Bible teaches that the book itself is inspired. All right. Now, these great movements that come along and give recognition to a man that doesn't believe is essential, fundamental to the Christian faith, give the same recognition to him as a preacher that you give to a man that does believe the Bible as a whole and believes everything it says and believes in all the fundamentals of faith. That's the world flesh movement. That's the movement of the day. That's the man that says, well, I can do harm and good will come out of it. That's the mind of man that goes with the flesh that says, this is the way to do it. I can operate this way. Now, God Almighty in His Bible makes it clear that the flesh profits nothing. To the spiritual proposition. The flesh profits nothing. Now, the flesh doesn't mean that a man has committed every kind of sin, but it does mean that he's in the raw. He's man as he is. He may be educated, he may not be educated. He may be a pretty nice fellow, he may have some pretty good traits, may be a likable personality, may have magnetism, influence, because the devil usually picks the best man he can to do the job. But a man comes to Jesus Christ and gets saved, believes the Bible. He becomes a preacher. All right, he goes into an organization with a man that doesn't believe the Bible. Or he might believe a little of it. He decides what he believes and what he doesn't. He doesn't believe in the blood of Christ, doesn't believe in the fundamentals of the faith, doesn't believe in the necessity of a new birth. Now, he goes along with that man and gives him Christian recognition. That's the movement of the flesh. The Bible forbids it. The flesh movement is a movement contrary to the Word of God. Any movement contrary to the Word of God is a movement of the flesh. For instance, a man can run a bank in the business world, and the bank doesn't claim to be Christian or sinner. It's a commercial organization. Christians can deposit there, sinners can deposit there. Just like a Christian and a sinner can go down and buy groceries at the store, that's not a thing at all. That's different. Now, here it comes along, though, when you move into the realm of religion, and you move over here, and this fellow comes along and says, one religion is as good as another. That's the flesh. This man said, I've got a right to believe what I want to believe. Yes, you have as an American. You can believe what you want to believe in America, and you can go to hell in America if you want to go. That's all right. The Bible has some standards that America doesn't have. America says you can be a Christian. If you want to be a Christian, believe the Bible, you can be a fundamentalist, you can be a liberal, you can be a modernist, be what you believe. All right. Now, they come along and say, we can do it better our way. We can do it God's way. That's a nice fellow. He's better than a lot of these fundamentalists. He's nice and all that. And they turn around and give Christian recognition to him, the same recognition you give. Now, you may preach a different message. And you may say, I'm Orthodox, I believe this, but, and wink at him when you say it, say, I mean figuratively speaking. All right, now that's of the flesh. Out of a movement of the flesh of any kind, there always comes corruption. That's compromise. That's surrender. That's what the flesh does. The flesh will compromise. Now, there are some things you can compromise about. I can be riding along with a man in a car, and we come to where the road parts, and he says, this is the best road, and I say, this is the best road, I think, myself. And we can all argue about it, and after a while, I'd say, all right, there's no principle involved. I'll go your way. There's nothing wrong. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But the Bible principles came from God, not from the devil. Direct from God. And these principles are set forth in the Bible so clear and so definite that nobody has to misunderstand. But they come around and say, well, maybe things have changed. No, they haven't. The Bible says they haven't. The Bible says, forever thy word is settled in heaven. God Almighty never changes. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And when he gave us that Bible with a pen of inspiration, he gave us a book that stands. Jesus said, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Now, the great juvenile crime wave in America, and all that's happening in this country today, most of it is corrupting our land, is due to the fact that man is using the flesh instead of the spirit to accomplish things in the realm of religion. The flesh produces corruption. Any flesh movement in religion, any of the flesh movement in any religious movement produces corruption. Now, the spirit doesn't produce corruption. The Bible doesn't produce corruption. Never has produced it. Somebody said, how do you explain it? Some of the men in the Bible did wrong. Yes, they did. And who hasn't done wrong? David did wrong. But oh, how he talked about my sins ever before me. My sins ever before me. And the Bible nowhere condones sin and nowhere justifies sin. And the Bible condemns all sorts of compromise all through the Old Testament, all through the New Testament. Well, what happened? Well, when people went ahead and compromised, what did they do? Produce corruption. Abraham believed God and was counting him for righteousness. He sired a race, and the first man born, men believed there was possibly a biological miracle when Isaac came to the world. And God Almighty promised them certain things. What happened? After a while, they began to compromise with the gods around them. They didn't live like God said to live. And destruction came. A.D. 70, Jerusalem. Jesus wept over it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I've gathered you together as a chicken gathers a brood on her wings, but she would not. When I was a boy in the United States of America, every Baptist and Methodist and Presbyterians and all the rest of them that I knew, they mostly constituted the churches in my country. They were Bible-believing people. Some of them didn't live right, but they never condoned compromise. And when he'd come up sometimes to a Saturday church conference, he'd go up and say, "I'm sorry if something I did, I want to ask the church to forgive me." I remember so well a few times I went with my mother to church and some old saint out in the country would get up on Saturday in a church conference and say, "Brethren, I've done something I shouldn't have done. I ask you to forgive me." They knew when they were doing wrong. They believed the Bible. And little by little in this country, religious liberals began to introduce the thing. And now it's softened up the race. And now if a man comes along and believes the Bible and won't compromise and won't surrender, what happens to him? Well, they say, "Oh, well, you know, he's an ultra-fundamentalist. He's a rank fundamentalist. And he's this and he's that and he's the other." All right, brother. Say what you please. We believe the Bible. We're going to stick to it. We're not going to compromise it. We're not going to play it down. We're going to play it up. We're going to stand for it. And now when I was a boy, if you talked about Jesus, everybody knew what you were talking about. You don't anymore. Everybody's talking about Jesus now. But they're not talking about Jesus of the Bible. The virgin born Son of God, God incarnated, and bore the sins of the world, his body on a cross, laid his life down, took it up again, and went back to him. That's the God of the Bible. Here he is. Jesus Christ of the Bible is the only Jesus Christ that God said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." As he set forth in the Bible, that's what God said. And all this compromise movement, and you've got people in this country say, "Yes, I believe the Bible. I'm for the Bible. I believe it." And they go right along and they'll give their money to anything in that church that's got the name and denomination on it and go right ahead and talk about it. The flesh produces corruption. "He that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting." The Bible was written under the power of the Holy Ghost and under the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is the author of the Bible. And a man that's not true to the Bible is not true to God and can't be true to God. And he's helping to produce the corruption of the world. The corruption of our day is a result of compromise, and it's always been that way. You don't compromise when you're true to the Bible. And all the wave of lawlessness and immorality of every kind, broken home and all of it. Let's get back to the Bible. What do you say? We're in a mess in this country. And we're in such a mess nobody can fix us but God Almighty. And we better get back to his word. And we better get back there where our fathers were. When they came to this country and God blessed and prospered this nation, because it was built upon the word of God, at least upon religious liberty, and the leaders of this nation stood for the word of God, and the preachers preached it, and the folks believed it. And may God help us to get back to our Father. Give us that old-time religion and old-time faith in the Bible, and deliver us from the compromised, superficial religion of this day. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.